The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which can only mean one thing. We're back in Dundalk on Friday evening for our usual dose of Irish all-weather action. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is a man who looks forward to this time every week, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
It's like Christmas every single Friday.
Yes. And from what we were just saying off-air there, Andy, are you looking forward to this week for more than you have done in recent weeks as well?
Yeah, for the first week, really, in the last month since the all-weather campaign at Dundalk has begun, I really feel as though I'm on top of the form and I've got some meat to get stuck into. There's been sort of bare bones on the table really the last 2 or 3 weeks, the odd one here then everywhere, but it just takes a while for it to settle down, for the surface to settle down, for the runners to get into top gear and for the times to start working out. Now I've got a month or just over a month's worth of times together. A lot of those are running tonight and hopefully should kick on and make some nice progress tonight.
Yeah, and it's to be expected, isn't it? Obviously, there wasn't racing at Dundalk every week, and now that there is, you're going to start to see patterns emerging, you're going to start to see the form start to build up as well, so you can see why, can't you?
That's it, yeah. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. The patterns are starting to form quite nicely. I've got 3 or 4 really good races which are beginning to work out well, and horses are running out of those races tonight, so I feel a little bit more positive about the card tonight.
Okay, let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is the 5:45, and we start with a maiden over 6 furlongs, so none of these horses have won at Dundalk in the past, but somebody will have by the end of this. We haven't got it priced up on the site this morning, Andy, so just talk through your thoughts for the 5:45.
Yeah, first of all, like I said on my podcast in midweek at Navan, I want all the William Hill listeners to make a note of this lad, Tom Madden, quickly before the general betting public do, particularly the public in this country as well. I think the Irish fans will recognise that Tom Madden's obviously very comes from a good background. Obviously, he's the son of Slippers Madden, Noah Madden, and I think he's nicknamed Socks as well to keep the family tradition going. So, sorry, he's the son of Boots Madden, of course, Boots, then Slippers, now Socks. And this lad is definitely the real deal. He's the new Connor King. There's no question about that in my mind. He's £10 claim at the moment. He's virtually £10 for nothing. Particularly when he goes in apprentice races as well, he's going to be worth his weight in gold. And as we've seen over the last week, he really is a polished lad. He rode a beautiful race on horse Susie Scott last week for Willie McCreary, getting the better of a horse in a driving finish, showing great poise and balance. And he also won rode a really good race on horse I tipped him in a week called City of Culture. He just got nabbed on the line. But again, he certainly showed what he can do in the saddle, and he was riding this fit trial tonight. Now I'm going to make a note of tipping all Tom's horses tonight because he's all on fancied runners, and it's just basically an exercise in me trying to get the William Hill podcasters involved in this lad and highlighting him very, very quickly. So I do fancy fit trial anyway, but the fact that Tom Madden's on it is even stronger claims. She comes here off the back of a decent run last time at Navan on ground a little bit too soft for her down in Navan. She'd run well the time before at Tipperary, went third behind South Ring. This isn't a particularly strong race, by the way. Mischief MAM's 0 from 12. You know, she's been trying and banging her head against the wall to get a victory, but to no avail. And Silvada, for me, I don't know what Charles O'Brien is thinking of here, dropping this horse back from a mile to 7 furlongs. I thought that was too short for it last week, and he's dropped it back to 6 tonight. I can't see that horse having the pace. So good chance here for Fitzgerald, but more in particular with this excellent kid on, Tom Madden.
OK, good stuff. On to the second race then, Andy. This is at 6:15, and this is the leading jockey and trainer championship apprentice handicap, division one of this handicap over a mile, for horses rated 47 to 65. And we've got joint favourites this morning, and it's one extreme to the other pretty much. You've got the potential in Charlotte Rua after just the 3 starts, who's 5-1 with Christie's Call, who's a proven performer around Dundalk. You've got the likes of Colino in there as well, who knows how to win around Dundalk. So interesting race, this, Andy, the 6:15.
In more ways than one, Mark, yes. Not just a battle of the horses on the track, but also a battle in the saddles as well. You've got the 2 top-class Irish apprentices have all served their time and have now almost ridden out their claims. Connor King and Ronan Whelan. Of course, they were, they've both been in the highlights and the limelight for the last couple of years. Has been the best of what Ireland's got to offer in regards to apprentices. Obviously, Conor King, the boy at the moment, everyone wants him, and he's riding Tommy Stack Charlotte Ruhr, who, as you said, has got a mark of 62 after three runs, very unexposed. And if the Tommy Stack team fancy him, you'll certainly know that by the betting, or judge by the betting, because they're never too far off the mark. Interestingly, both the first three in the betting are all drawn right on the outside, on the wing. Now, normally I would look to avoid horses drawn in double digits right on the outside, but I think they've all got excellent chances here, so it's going to be difficult to dismiss them out of hand here, particularly Christie's Call, who comes here following a good second last time out behind the very much improved Victor's Beach. But back in third was Chiellino, who did what she always does and stay on very, very strongly down the lane. Now, I'm also going to go with Chiellino here tonight because I said I'm going to tip everything that Tom Madden's riding, because I definitely think this kid's worth his weight in gold. Like I say, £7, it's like £7 for nothing. That might make the difference in the tail of the tape. Likely to be ridden off the pace and brought wide by Tom, and hopefully in the home straight to come with her devastating usual late run. It should be good enough to carry her into the frame anyway, so I think if you're doing some play spots or some each-way doubles here tonight, stick Carolino in your thought process, because I'm pretty sure she'll be in the frame once again. But yeah, it's more a case of tipping Tom Madden to highlight his claims.
Okay. The 6:45 is Division 2 of this Apprentice Handicap. It's over that mile trip. And similar story in terms of jockeys at the top of the betting for this one. Marl is the 7-2 favourite at the time of recording, with Conor King on board. Lord Kenmare has Conor Hoban on. He's 9-2 second favourite. California Rose has Ronan Whelan. That's 5-1 third favourite. It's then 6-1 or bigger price as the rest. Do you think the leading apprentices are going to have it between them in this?
Well, there's no doubt that Conor King's riding the most consistent horse in this race, and experience as well for that matter, 69 races and counting. Marl, the 10-year-old trained by Dave Marnane, has been on a real good roll of late, finishing runner-up in its last four starts, so certainly deserves to get its head in front, that's for sure. Likely to give you a good run for your money. The only problem is that it hasn't won for 2 years. So, albeit, it's a very consistent animal, the win-to-run ratio is a little bit modest, to say the very least. And at 7-2, I think that's plenty short enough for a horse of his overall profile. Lord Kenmare, well, he's a regular here around this track, 32 races around Dundalk. He's also getting a bit long in the fang. He hasn't also won for 18 months. And he might just need the run. He hasn't run since March. So the front two in the market, albeit they're ridden by two very good lads and come from powerful stables here, they take a lot out of the market here, and I think they're very much vulnerable. So I'm going to go with California Rose here, Patrick Martin's filly. Now, she's been a regular contributor to the podcast in over the years, and with Ronan Reenan on board, following a good run the other day down in the Curra, when she was doing all her best work at the end, once getting into the clear in that very decent race run by Seymour Soir. I think she's ready to strike here tonight. Now, you can forget her three runs here at the track, because they were in the first three races in her career, so they were just kind of breaking her in, as it were, and just finding out what she was like. And over five furlongs, this horse was never ever going to be competitive in the early stage of its career, judged by what it's done over a mile in the future. This surface should be ideal, well drawn, so California Rose ticks all the boxes I'm looking for here. So each way, California Rose.
Okay, on to the 7:15 next then. This is race 4 on the card, and this is a 7 furlong handicap for horses rated 70 to 100. We've got Machete Mark at the top of the betting this morning at 9-2. His maiden win came at Dundalk, but has struggled since. He's run some decent races in better company than this, Andy, but he's hardly prolific, is he? Is he worth taking on at the top of the betting?
He's been a bit disappointing, I think you're right. I can tell by your tone, you're also slightly sceptical about his price here. I mean, he's been favourite on his last two starts. It's almost a case of the blind leading the blind, really, in many respects, and good money following bad. The fact that he was 4-1 favourite at York, tipped by Tom Segal, if I remember that day, when Short Squeeze burst onto the scene as a horse of serious repute. I mean, don't get me wrong, that race is a very good speed figure, and it carried that forward into that race at the Curra, but had the burden of cash once again around its neck when sent a 5-1 favourite in a 24-strong field. Again, only finished mid-division, having every chance. Now, I think if you're going to take this horse seriously here tonight, you've got to forgive, obviously, all those runs on the turf and go back to that victory here last year, as you said, at Dundalk. It's last run here at the track, so hopefully return to this surface might be the key to Machete Mark. So for that reason, I'm certainly not ruling this horse out. But again, like it has been in the last two, three starts, it's been very much found in the market. It's one of these bookmaker horses that they just seem to put in a very thin price every single time, expect the cash, and they kind of don't have to hardly do anything. It's no point going 10-1 when you can go 9-2 and just take the same amount of money. So it's a little bit crafty by the bookmakers here. Away from that Machete Mark, I quite like the chances here of Caprella. I'll probably go for her tonight and make her my number one choice in this race. She comes here following a very good run last week in the fastest furlong per furlong time I got on the card. For those of us that keep speed figures over in Ireland here at Dundalk, you'll recognise that that race, won by Gerlines' Queen of the Sand, was a very, very good race on the figures. And Caprella was the one responsible for that speed generation. She tried to make all the running. She went onto that far side rail, which sometimes can be a bit of a dead rail over there at Dundalk. And she got found out in the latter stages, fading into fourth. But she did carry 10 stone. And I thought that was a commendable effort. She does love this track. Virtually her best four runs in her life have all come here at Dundalk. It's her only career victory came here, back over course and distance, way back in the day. So, on the evidence of what I saw last week on the figures, and the fact that she does love Dundalk more than any other horse in this race, then I'm prepared to go with her. And she's not a bad price though this morning. She's 8-1. So, let's go with Paul Deegan's Inform Caprella.
Okay, Inform Caprella there then in the 7.15. On to the 7.45 next, and this is a nursery over five furlongs. And Amygdala is the favourite this morning at 2-1, and she's placed in all four starts so far, and the form of those the placed efforts has been franked on a number of occasions since. So decent form, but she hasn't won yet, Andy. Is that a concern?
Slightly, yeah. It has to be, doesn't it, the back of your mind. But I just think the overall standard of her races that she's been running in stand out here, and I think she's quite well handicapped, funny enough, here going into her first nursery, trained by Davy Watchman, of course, who's got a fair record here at Dundalk. Could have done with a slightly better draw, let's say that, for Amygdala. Seven runners here, I know there's only a small field, but drawn 6-7 is an idea. You want to get onto that far rail if you possibly can, but there's no denying that there are two runs that stand out here. Are the run behind Hurry Up Harriet, who has done really well this season, of course, for Billy McCreary. I think that horse won air, didn't it, not a start or two ago at the Western meeting when winning a listed race. That form stands closest inspection. And then particularly last time out, a good speed figure down in Tipperary. The horse that won that race, Diamond Stiletto, has got a bit of time for that horse. That had run well the time before at the Curry in a good maiden. And she split that winner and a horse called Golden Amber, trained also by Billy McCreary. And that horse bolted up the other day when winning very easily at Navan. Again, the speed figure of that race was really good. Definitely the fastest horse in this field, this filly. So I've got to go with it, despite the slightly tricky draw. 2-1, not a bad price, so let's go with Amygdala.
OK, on to the feature race of the evening, the 8.15. This is the Mercury Stakes, which is a listed race over five furlongs. And Angels Will Fall is the 2-1 market leader at the time of recording. Nocturnal Affair is 9-4. Timeless Call, a little bit weak, falls out to 9-2. Whereas Yulong Baiju has been well supported, 9-1 into 13-2. It's then 7-1 for Fast in the Wind, 15-2 for Monsieur Joe, and Almada is the 25-1 outsider. So Angels Will Fall, a pretty solid favourite, Andy. But the money's coming for Yulong Baiju. What do you make of that?
I think this is a really chappy race. I know there's only seven runners, but I could fancy four here. And you can make cases for each of them individually at the prices. Let's deal with the favourites first of all. Angels Will Fall. The first thing we should say is it comes here in fantastic form. Chased home, one of the best sprinters that Ireland's got. And that's Beaumont Master, who's a very, very good horse on a quick surface. Obviously, he got found out the other day at Ascot on a much softer terrain. But no, make no mistake, Beaumont Master is a very good horse. You know, he was a horse that was chasing home Shay Shay throughout the winter campaign in Dubai. So there was certainly no disgrace that Charlie Hills' filly only managed to finish second. She'd also perform well when winning the Portland Handicap at Doncaster, just with a little bit of juice in the ground. I do think she does like to get a toe in a little bit as well. So this easy surface here at Dundalk should be absolutely fine. But this is the first time that she's ever raced on a all-weather surface, so that has got to be the slight doubt at the back of your mind if you're prepared to take a short price. We then move on to Nocturnal Affair, who's run four times in his career here at Dundalk. He's hit the frame every single time. He's managed to win over course and distance once, winning a listed race in 2011. And he rides here in good form, having chased home Christopher Colombo. Obviously, he's a very good horse in his own right. We then move on to the two, if you like, track specialists, Timeless Call, who hates the turf but absolutely loves the all-weather. Three wins in his four-win career have all come here at Dundalk. He shows blinding speed as well, sorry, she does. And because she could be very difficult to catch, timeless call, she put up a massive effort when she last raced on the all-weather surface at Lingfield back in March, when she only just got nutted by the very useful Ladies for Forever in a good listed race over in the UK. And that race, that speed figure, certainly gives her a chance here. And the other one is the money horse, Yulong Baiju, who also absolutely adores Dundalk, and he's a very much a 5-furlong specialist. They tried over 6 furlongs the other night, and she didn't get the trip behind Nocturnal Affair et al. On the 4th of October. So I can make a case, like I said, I can make a case out of every single horse here. I think at the prices, I think Yulong Baiju is definitely worth an interest. Drawn in stall one, with Johnny Murtagh on board, who can do very little wrong. Should get the toe through here that it requires. Likes a strongly run 5. Timeless call has said, I'll definitely lead this field, a merry dance, and hopefully just tracking it into the home straight will give the platform which Yulong Baiju needs to strike.
Okay. On to the penultimate race then. This is the 8:45. It's a handicap over at the extended mile and a quarter. And at the top of the betting for this one, we have an old favourite of yours, Andy, or one that you've followed on a number of occasions, Lonan from the Mickey Halford team. Shane Foley in the saddle, and is the 5-2 favourite. A good effort last time as well in a big field handicap. So do you think Lonan will return to winning ways this evening?
Well, I'm certainly frightened of Lonan, and I'll start that by saying he's the main danger to my selection. My nap and the night runs in this race. Now, I got a race here badly wrong for podcasters last week, and of which I apologised in a previous preview. I suggested that Cardinal Palace was one of the bets of the season after his unbelievable speed figure he produced when he won on the 4th of October. It was that good that both he and the second managed to outrun the listed race time on the night won by Parish Hall. Now, I had a real good guide with regards to that form, because Cardinal Palace and Paid Magnus were obviously running against horses who are running that Parish Hall race, notably Alfonso D'Souza and Manalapan. So I got the race right, because Paid Magnus came out on top, so I was right with the handicap obviously being the better race on the figures, and it produced the win. Unfortunately, Cardinal Palace ran an absolute stinker, much to my irritation. Now, I'm not going to get it wrong this time, because Equation of Time, Garvin Donnelly's charge, was obviously third in that race. He only got beat 3 lengths. Now, if my speed figures are anything to go on and they're worth their salt, I mean, this horse has got to be a very good bet here tonight. I'm not going to say bet of all time, because I know what happened to me last week. But at 5-1, I mean, surely this horse has got to be in the money here. He just ticks every box. Obviously, a huge speed figure last time out. He very much loves this all-weather surface, by the looks of it. His only two career wins have come on an all-weather track. He won very easily the time before, and he won by 5 lengths in a good time as well. He's got a good draw tonight. We know he gets the trip. Now, this race is going to be a lot slowly run tonight, and a lot easier for him to hold out. He ran the first part of that race 5 seconds quicker than what Lonan did when he ran here last on the all-weather at Dundalk back on the 27th of September. So I think his energy is going to be preserved tonight. They won't go as quick here tonight as they did last time out, and he should have enough for the final kick down the lane. Either way, Equation of Time, with the dead 8 runners, has to be a fantastic each-way bet at 5-1. I'd be disappointed if at least he doesn't finish in the money.
OK, Equation of Time then, the nap selection of Andy this evening. And on to the final race, the 9:15. We finish with a handicap over a mile and a quarter for horses rated 50-75. Who'd you like for the lucky last then, Andy?
It's got to be Mr. Madden again, isn't it? Oh, Sox Madden. Hopefully he's already proven my faith in him by riding the first two horses I selected in a pretty good fashion. And he's got a chance with this filly here in the last, Wood Sophie Smile. He gets a leg up on Tony Martin's 3-year-old. She was a bit unlucky, I thought, last time out. I was in the studio that night when she finished third behind that Boulevard. But I didn't think Wayne Dorden gave her the best of rides. He didn't give her much room to manoeuvre down the straight. And she was like just trying to get a clear run in behind horses, couldn't quite get out. And then finally when she did, she came home in the style of a horse that probably might have won with a clearer run. She certainly finished full of running on that occasion. And Tom Madden's been booked by Tony Martin. He's been very quick to latch onto this lad. Very shrewd operator, obviously, Tony. And, you know, that could make the difference in the latter stages. But at 4-1, I think this is a fantastic each-way bet. It looks between Wood Sophie Smile and Flowing Air. There wasn't a lot to choose between them behind that Boulevard. That was definitely the best form line. But I'm hoping that Mr. Madden is the answer in the final race.
OK, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. If you wouldn't mind, would you spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time?
Yeah, really looking forward to tonight. Hopefully she'll make a few quid here this evening. Trappy opener, but it's the first time we get to see Tom Madden ride on the all-weather surface. Hopefully he takes to it like a duck to water, because he rides Fitra, who looks a fair each-way bet there. In the 6:15, once again, Tom Bannon's skills should be seen to good effect on Colino. 6:45, Trappy old race this, but I'll go with the top one here, California Rose, who certainly is threatening to win again following that run the other day down in the Curra. A good speed figure last week was generated by Caprella in that race behind Queen of Sands. This looks a trappy race, but hopefully she can be up to the task. I'll go with the top weight in the nursery, Ahmed Ghali, who definitely brings the best form to the table. 8:15, Trappy old race, the first four in the market, difficult to split, but I'll go with Yulon Beiju, drawn one over five furlongs. Manap in the night, without question of a doubt. I'm amazed this horse is 5-1. It should be round about a 3-1, 7-2 chance on form. Equation of Time looks a really good bet there. And in the 9:15, looks between the two that chased home at Boulevogue last time out. Flowing Air and Wood Sophie Smile. But hopefully, Tom Madden will make the difference between the two tonight.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections this evening and enjoy Dundalk.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.